Proclamation number 5444 of 21st of July, 1952. The loving person cannot deny God by conviction. Whatever you do to those in need, you have done to me. As soon as love impels you to help your fellow human being in spiritual or earthly adversity, you also love me, for love encompasses everything, and thus you can no longer exclude me, who am eternal love myself, when you feel love within yourselves. It does not matter whom you turn your love to. Love always remains something divine. It is always a sign of an approach to eternal love. Therefore I accept every act of love as done to me and return love in increased measure, which is why the willingness to love will always increase more and more until the human being's nature has completely become love. Therefore, a loving person cannot deny me as the eternal love if he is seriously confronted with the question as to whether he believes in a God who is love impersonated. He cannot do so with conviction, but there is the possibility that he does not seriously ask himself this question, that he thoughtlessly denies an eternal deity in order to oppose. So he could actually believe if he wanted to, yet he lacks the will that would otherwise result in a confrontation with this problem. Being able to believe presupposes the will to believe. As soon as the will is present, previous misgivings melt away immediately when he mentally deals with a teaching that must be accepted and also can be accepted with goodwill. The objection, "I cannot believe," is an untruth, because then the will to believe is not yet present. Conviction can come very easily to a loving person because faith arises from love. In contrast, it is difficult for a completely unloving person to gain this faith, and therefore love has to be practiced first if the will to believe exists, which, however, will rarely be the case with an unloving person. But without faith there is no beatitude, for I cannot give myself to a person and reveal my glories to the one if the one does not acknowledge me, thus believes in me as a loving, exceedingly wise and omnipotent being. The acknowledgement of myself causes me to give abundantly, and I prepare an undreamt of glory for the souls, yet they can only take possession of it by believing in me. But it's not me who denies himself to the human being, it's the one himself who does not accept anything from me, since he does not accept me, since he denies my being. Yet I will not give up on even the most unbelieving soul. Again and again I approach it and try to make myself known. Once I will succeed, once even the most unbelieving soul will know that there is a being to whom it owes its existence, and once it will also recognize its perfection and long for its love. It will then also be capable of love and willing to love, and it will then be able to believe firmly and without doubt and approach me in this faith. It will long for me and also find fulfillment. It will voluntarily come to me and I will accept it because it now loves me and believes in me. Amen.